YouTube Ad Spy, find winning video ads in 2026. Most advertisers launch YouTube ads on instinct and watch the budget vanish inside a week. The ones who consistently beat the auction start somewhere else entirely. They search what is already running, already converting, and model the structure before writing a single line of script. Power Ad Spy indexes 500M plus ads across 10 paid networks, with 500K plus new ads added every day. That cadence matters. Searching this week gives you a materially different picture than searching last month. An ad running for 60 days without being paused is an advertiser telling you, with real money, that the economics hold. Read that signal correctly before you build a single frame. Why YouTube rewards competitive ad research more than any other format. Facebook and Meta absorb most of the ad spy attention. YouTube is where high intent, high ticket money hides and where competitor video ad research pays out the most per hour spent. The platform reaches 2.29 billion users. More usefully for competitive research, a YouTube ad spy exposes far more of a funnel than a static image ever will. 60 to 180 seconds shows you the hook, the full pitch structure, social proof placement, the CTA, and the destination page. When a brand holds a 2-minute video live against YouTube's notoriously competitive auction for weeks, that is a reliable signal the conversion math works. Length is exactly why YouTube ad spy tools pay specifically here. A Facebook carousel reveals the offer and the visual. A YouTube ad spy tool reveals the entire argument, the emotional architecture that turns a stranger into a buyer. If you want to understand the underlying logic before going platform specific, the Facebook ad research fundamentals covered on this blog transfer directly once you understand that video just gives you more of the same funnel to analyze. What a YouTube ad spy workflow actually surfaces. Power Ad Spy collects ad data from Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Reddit, Quora, and Pinterest, plus Google PPC, native, display network, and LinkedIn pulling from over 100 countries. For a YouTube-focused session, five capabilities do the heavy lifting. Keyword and phrase search. Pull ads whose copy matches what your buyer hears at the moment of pain. Not your product vocabulary, their vocabulary. This is the fastest path to hooks that already have market proof. Advertiser and domain search. Drop in a competitor's brand name or landing page domain and see every video ad they're running in one consolidated view. No scrolling through Google searches, no guessing campaign names. Call to action based sorting. Sort by CTA type purchase, lead form, webinar, app install to see which conversion actions competitors are actively betting on in your vertical. If three of your biggest rivals switched from Shop Now to Learn More in Q1, that shift tells you something about where cold audiences are in the buying cycle. Geo-targeted competitor data. Filter by country so you're studying ads running in the markets you actually care about. A winning creative in the US market may be structured entirely differently from the same brand's UK rollout, and that gap is often where the real creative insight lives. Combination of videos and image ads with download capability. Pull the actual creative asset for offline analysis and briefing. Bookmark the strongest candidates into a swipe folder your creative team can build from directly, without having to reconstruct the brief from memory. A 5-step YouTube ad spy intelligence workflow. 1. Start from the buyer's language, not your brand. Search the words your customer uses at the moment of pain. Selling a sleep supplement? Don't search magnesium glycinate. Search wake up at 3 a.m. or can't fall back asleep. You'll surface ads written for the same emotional trigger hooks that are far more transferable than anything built around product vocabulary. The ads that surface here have already earned attention. Your job is to study the structure, not to copy the words. 2. Set the YouTube network filter and lock your niche. Set the network to YouTube and add your vertical keyword. This strips out carousels and static images immediately, leaving only video creatives you can realistically emulate on the same placement. The full filter sequence network, keyword, CTA type, country, Ad format takes under 5 minutes once you've run it twice. For Shopify and e-commerce teams, Power Ad Spy also supports searching and analyzing Shopify competitor ads with full engagement details useful for validating whether a product angle has enough margin to survive paid video traffic. 3. Sort for longevity, not novelty. Sort by shares, likes, and comments first. Then prioritize run length. Ads running 30, 120 plus days with ongoing engagement are the clearest signal of a profitable funnel the advertiser would have paused otherwise. An ad launched yesterday tells you nothing. An ad running since April tells you someone's making money right now and has enough confidence in the creative to keep spending against it. 4. Reverse engineer the first 5 seconds specifically. YouTube's skippable format punishes slow starts. Hard. Every ad that survives the skip button front loads a pattern interrupt, and the specific shape of that interrupt varies by category in ways that matter. Watch 15 to 20 top performing ads in sequence and log the opening move in writing. Not it was a strong hook, write the exact sentence structure. Stop doing X before you Y. I lost $Z until I found this. Nobody tells audience type that. You'll notice 2 or 3 sentence templates repeating across unrelated brands in your vertical. Those aren't coincidences. They're formats that have earned the skip or watch decision repeatedly, across different audiences and budgets. That's your starting library, not to copy verbatim, but to understand which conversational entry points have already proven themselves in your category. This is the part most YouTube ad spy guides skip, and it's where the real competitive advantage accumulates. 5. Follow the click to the landing page and map the continuity gap. Use the landing page preview to see where traffic lands. Then map it against the opening hook word for word. Does the hook headline reappear above the fold? Is the emotional promise in the first 5 seconds of video matched by the first line of body copy on the page? Add to page continuity is usually where weaker campaigns collapse and where you can out-execute a competitor who got the creative right but let the page undercut it. Look specifically at whether the CTA on the page matches the CTA type you filtered for. A learn more CTA pointing to a hard sell page creates friction that tanks conversion rates regardless of how good the video was. Competitors who've solved this problem will have a tight message match all the way through. Competitors who haven't are showing you exactly where to beat them. Reading the multi-format confirmation signal. Single ad longevity is useful. Multi-format repetition is stronger, and it's the signal most advertisers miss entirely when doing YouTube competitor research. In the pet care category, pet grooming video ads using a mess-free hook in a 15-second cutdown format have been documented running 90 plus days in tier 1 geos. The telling detail isn't the run length alone. It's that the same hook, the specific phrase mess-free, appeared verbatim in the landing page headline, and the same core concept ran simultaneously as a bumper, an in-stream skippable, and a longer demo cut. 3 format executions, 1 message. That's not a coincidence or a lazy creative team. That's an advertiser who found something that converts and is now extracting maximum reach from the same underlying angle before the market catches up. Stack that against your competitor's landing page structure. Nobody builds a custom video sales letter page for a losing angle. When the same opening line shows up in a 6-second bumper and a 15-second non-skippable and above the fold on the destination page, that message has been battle-tested across placements, audiences, and bid levels. That is multi-format confirmation, and it is substantially more reliable than any single engagement metric. Turning spy data into your own creative brief. Open your bookmarked ads in Power Ad Spy and pull up the landing page view alongside each creative. Map the opening hook to the above the fold headline. Write down the exact phrases that carry over. Those are the validated message points your market has already responded to, not because you believe they'll work, but because a competitor's spend history proves they do. Keep the skeleton, replace the substance. The proven structure hook rightward arrow problem rightward arrow mechanism rightward arrow proof rightward arrow offer is what you're borrowing. Fill it with your own differentiators and claims you can substantiate. The structure is transferable, the specifics must be yours. Generate three hook variants from the winning template. Take the top performing opening sentence structure and write a curiosity version, a fear of loss version, and a specificity version with numbers or a concrete timeline. Run all three against the same audience. Power Ad Spy user data shows a 15% reduction in A/B testing volume within 2 months of using Ad Intelligence. Starting from a proven baseline cuts random hypothesis testing your narrowing in on known good territory from the first iteration, not mapping the whole terrain blind. Mirror the ad-to-page promise throughout. Your landing page headline should echo your winning hook so the click feels like a continuation, not a redirect. This single discipline eliminates the continuity gap that tanks most YouTube campaigns before the algorithm has time to optimize. For a deeper breakdown of the full competitor analysis cycle on YouTube specifically, the YouTube Ad Spy Competitors Guide covers the search debrief workflow in detail. Who gets the most from YouTube Ad Spy Intelligence? DTC and e-commerce teams use it to find video angles that convert cold traffic, then hand a proven brief to their video editor instead of starting from a blank page. The creative cycle compresses significantly when the writer knows which hook structure earned attention last month in the same vertical. Agencies pull competitor video ads before a pitch and walk in with evidence of what's working in the client's category, not opinions. Showing a client three examples of competitors running the same hook template for 90 plus days is a stronger argument for your strategy than any slide deck. Affiliate marketers get an additional layer here. PowerAdSpy's Lander Properties feature is built specifically to identify which affiliate offers competitors are promoting, useful for spotting which programs generate enough margin to sustain paid video traffic. If a competitor is running a product through YouTube at scale and the lander points to a specific affiliate offer, you now know that offer converts well enough to absorb video CPMs. That's intelligence most affiliate research workflows never surface. Creative strategists use watch lists to track specific competitors over time. Watching how a brand's creative evolves across a campaign reveals when they've locked in a winning angle and when they're actively testing new ones. The direction of change from long form to short form, from direct CTA to soft lead, is often as informative as any single ad in their library. Run your first YouTube Ad Spy search today. Stop launching video ads on a hunch. With Power Ad Spy, search live YouTube ads by keyword, advertiser, or domain across a database of 500M plus ads refreshed with 500K plus new additions daily across 10 networks and 100 plus countries. Follow each creative to its landing page. Log the hook structures that survive the skip button. Save the winners. Brief your team from proof, not instinct. Start your free Power Ad Spy trial. Run your first YouTube Ad Spy search today and turn a competitor's proven video strategy into your next winning campaign.